New records have revealed that OpenAI actually asked the Trump administration to expand the CHIPS Act to cover data centers. Of course, OpenAI is planning on spending billions and billions of dollars on data centers over the next eight years. And among other things, OpenAI is planning on spending $1.4 trillion on chips and data centers and a bunch of the kind of hardware side of the manufacturing for what AI is needed to power ChatGPT and all of the other innovations coming out of OpenAI. So today on the podcast, I want to cover what was originally included in the CHIPS Act, what this might mean to have a bit of an expanded approach here that OpenAI is asking for, what that would look like as far as tax credits, and basically what OpenAI, Sam Altman, and everyone else is saying about this, especially in light of some major controversy last week where OpenAI went into major PR crisis mode when their CFO sort of sounded like they were asking the US government to backstop OpenAI in case any sort of bankruptcy or bad business decisions came in. They had to kind of walk it back. There's a lot of drama. We're getting into all of it on the podcast today. Before we do, if you want to try OpenAI or any of the other AI models I talk about on the podcast, I'd love for you to check out my own startup, which is called AIbox.ai. We have a playground that lets you test over 40 different platforms, Anthropic, Google, Gemini, OpenAI's, and Anthropic's Claude, Perplexity, Qwen, XAI's Grok, like tons of different AI models all in one platform. You don't need subscriptions to all of them. You get them all in one place. You also get a bunch of interesting image models. And if you ever want to use 11 Labs for audio, that's all embedded on there too. So you could try them all side by side, compare them. It's a really powerful tool. For only $20 a month, you get access to over 40 AI models. So you don't have to have subscriptions to a million different companies. I think it's super helpful for myself, so would love to have you try it out and let me know what you think. There's a link in the description to AIbox.ai. All right, let's get into the post that everyone's talking about. So this was sent from the Office of Science and Technology Policy. And of course, that was who it was sent to over the US government. And this was sent from the Chief Global Affairs Officer at OpenAI. And essentially, they sent over this letter, which this was sent over in October. It didn't make a lot of headwind. Not a lot of people were talking about this until, of course, their CFO made the remarks asking the US government to backstop OpenAI. Sam Altman walked it back. She went onto LinkedIn and posted. It was Sarah Friar. She said, "I want to clarify my comments earlier today. OpenAI is not seeking a government backstop for our infrastructure commitments. I used the word backstop and it muddied the point. As the full clip of my answer shows, I was making the point that American strength and technology will come from building real industrial capacity." She kind of goes on to explain herself a little bit there. So she says she misspoke by saying the word backstop, whatever. That was what all the drama was about. And essentially, that is what triggered a much deeper look and investigation into OpenAI's relationship with the US government, with the Trump administration, what they're actually asking for. Now, one of the most interesting things that everyone has been talking about, Bloomberg published a whole report on it, and Bloomberg's report says that OpenAI is asking the US to expand the CHIPS Act credit to AI data centers, which it doesn't currently cover. So if we go over to the IRS website, there is the Advanced Manufacturing Investment Credit. It's commonly called the CHIPS Act. This came about during the Biden administration. And it says that the tax credit is equal to 25% of the qualified investment for the taxable year with respect to advanced manufacturing facilities for an eligible taxpayer, meaning that, and I've actually heard this quoted different places, but it looks like on the IRS website, this is saying this is 25%. I've heard this quoted over on TechCrunch as being 35% tax credit, which essentially is, just 25% free money if you're going to build manufacturing semiconductor chips inside of the United States. This is kind of directed at TSMC and probably a few other people. But obviously, this is a very critical component in technology where we have, this is really important for AI, but also we have China and all of the drama or, the tension with Taiwan, claiming Taiwan and, basically all of our chips are being manufactured over there. So America would like to build them here as kind of a national security advantage. Now, with all of that being said, data centers are not included in the AMIC, the Advanced Manufacturing Investment Fund, and OpenAI would like to change that. So they sent over kind of a letter arguing that the government should consider expanding beyond just semiconductor fabrication. And they want to cover a few different things. Number one was the electrical grid components. Number two is AI servers. And number three is AI data centers. These are kind of three core things which OpenAI is investing very heavily in. And I've heard Trump in different speeches say that he believes when people are building data centers, they should build electrical generation facilities next to them to power them. I don't know how economical that is or how that works. I'm too the layman like myself, it seems like that would make sense. And so I'd be curious to see where OpenAI takes that, if they're actually building electrical, generation facilities next to their data centers, as it's going to use a lot more electricity. And the increased cost or the increased usage of electricity typically is, like, if they're getting government grants for a lot of this stuff, it's getting passed on to the taxpayer in a lot of cases. I'm sure everyone has seen their electrical bills go up. And I don't know if that's directly correlated, but I've seen many people saying that this is because of the AI data centers and how much electricity they're using. So I don't know if that's actually accurate, but I hear that. So, like, this is something that's top of mind. Now, as far as what's actually included in the request and the letter, they basically said, you know, broadening coverage of the AMIC will lower the effective cost of capital, de-risk early investments, and unlock private capital to help alleviate bottlenecks and accelerate the AI build in the US. This is Lahan, who was writing this. OpenAI's letter also asked the government to accelerate the permitting and environmental review process for all of the projects that they have doing. And a very interesting request is to create a strategic reserve of raw materials such as copper, aluminum, processed rare earth minerals that are needed to build AI infrastructure. So on the one hand, I think a lot of people are going to criticize OpenAI for this. They're like, look, you guys are just like trying to, you know, use the government as like your piggy bank, telling them to go out and buy all these materials, have strategic reserves and sell them to you. On the other hand, if this really is a national security point, then it makes sense that OpenAI would be, you know, giving them like, look, this is what we need. We are the industry and we're asking that you help support us if you really want this to happen. Now, is there any other players that are building at such a breakneck speed as OpenAI? I don't think so right now. So on the one hand, like, I would love to criticize them and saying like they're asking for handouts from the government. But on the other hand, it's like this is very critical infrastructure that they're building. And I think that we need all of it. And so if they're telling the government, I don't know, I don't find it too controversial, considering any other competitor could take advantage, assuming the AMIC was expanded. Any other competitor could take advantage of that for their data centers, and even a strategic reserve could be used. Now, the strategic reserve is tricky because China could decide they don't want to sell certain rare earth metals to American companies. OpenAI is kind of concerned about this. They're saying we should make one. I'm assuming the government already has some versions of this, but it's interesting to see OpenAI jump in on all of this. Now, this is all coming at a time where people are questioning if Sam Altman even is able to pay for his commitments that he currently has. He, you know, was under fire recently. There's all this drama on X he posted to say, first, you know, how is OpenAI going to pay for all of this infrastructure it's signing up for? He said, we expect to end this year above $20 billion in annualized revenue run rate and grow to hundreds of billions by 2030. We're looking at commitments of about $1.4 trillion over the next 8 years. They have committed so much money, almost $1.5 trillion for a company that is hoping to have $20 billion a year by the end of the year. So it is pretty insane, but they're expecting to grow fast. We'll see if that happens. Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave a rating and review wherever you get your podcasts, and I will catch you in the next episode.